Share your relationship dynamics with us on the Love Hive. Goba konti luna kwa love. Goba konti luna kwa love.
14 minutes after 10, as I did mention a little bit earlier on, today we want to look at love bombing, something that a lot of people might mistake for love, but it can be quite dangerous to the receiver or the person who's in the receiving end. We want to find out on what it means to be love bombed and also what are some of the signs that we can look at when it comes to love bombing. Who is also most likely to practice this kind of love and how you can deal with being love bombed in any of your relationships? And like I did mention, we have a top standing by. That's Thobeka Msengana. She is a counseling psychologist and a very good friend of ours, and she joins us to unpack what it means to be love bombed. Tobes, a very warm welcome to you on this gorgeous Friday. This side, how are you feeling? Hoping you guys are also having amazing weather in East London.
Morning, like my colloquialists, and always a pleasure to be with you guys. Weather is a bit, a bit of coldness, so yeah.
All right, Tobes, we're always so excited, and it's always a pleasure and an honor to have you on board. Now, we're talking about something that even I'm not familiar with. We're talking about something, but we love bombing. Maybe you can open up your conversation here to Tobes by what love bombing is, and also in what kind of relationships it can be practiced or found in.
So this is an interesting topic.
Practice or fun.
As always, you guys always bring on the very interesting and important topics to our local community. But in a broad thing, basically, you can really define is this declaration of love, by this person, otiyathanda. So it's an intimate relationship kind of interaction. But it's love bombing because Lomdu showers you with affection to the top, and Lomdu doesn't only just do your small gestures, like he's sending you flowers, and just being, they go the extra mile. They are very extravagant. This is a person that will buy you a car, someone that will do over-the-top kind of gestures just to try and make sure when you are buying into this idea of a buyer tank.
And who would you say is most likely to be a love bomber?
So a love bombing can be done by either male or female, really. We've seen it most of the time because the guys are the pursuer in relationships as intimate. So oftentimes it's the guys, but females can also be love bombers because remember, in love bombing is a manipulative tactic to be exact or explicit. It's a manipulative tactic to try and gain control over this person that you claim you love. So the person that is love bombing is trying to make sure that they are in the driving seat of this relationship.
Okay. And I'm interested to find out, Ndoba, after this affection that you speak of, and to find out, Ndoba, after this that the other person is doing to the next person, is there an expectation? Are they expecting something back in return?
So what happens is, with love bombing, because it's not a starting a relationship, this person is trying to trap you. I always say, well, it's a trap, it's a spider web trap for a person to get into. So it's a spider web is a way of trying to trap you into this relationship. And oftentimes, what is important for our people to know here is that love bombing is often done by people who are not just manipulators, but people who have abusive tendencies. People who become abusers later on in the relationship, but they don't show these abusive behavior immediately, which is why they have to convince you that they are a good person. But in actual fact, it's just a cover-up. So it's an overcompensation. I'm really not good in building relationships in a healthy way, but I need to trap you somehow. So because I've done these things, it's going to be unlikely for you to want to leave immediately, or it's going to be hard for you to end the relationship.
Okay. Makes a lot of sense. Now, Tobes, in the beginning, you did mention some of the extravagant stuff Umdu would go through, but reality is that not everyone has is indoor that are of monetary value. value okanye that are materialistic izinto. That's about the sum of the signs that are so obvious of being love bombed by someone.
So besides the extravagant gifts, so Nomdu is a person that would declare ubana basuma ukuchata, you know, usando jola naye kwiveki sekhaya ubana une plans ubana, you know, need to build life and together. And of course, you want a person that is intentional in a relationship, but kukhona ufuna ukuzijonge, you know, ubana akufanelanga siqale zibe khona eqaleni kwe relationship because you're getting to know one another.
Sure.
So a person who's love bombing you ufuna ukuthi bakhe commitment immediately. You know, must charge and prove each other's love by doing these things that are binding to one another. So that I was a which is why I'm saying it's a trap because without 3 months down the line or 6 months down the line, I realized my Now you have already committed, you know, and it's quite difficult to now exit. Come and see the charter after 3 months or 6 months, then there's a divorce already going on.
Okay. You mentioned one aspect that I feel like as women and girls generally, once umuntu apho starts talking about marriage, women and girls generally, am I worthy? You know? And I want to talk about me, Gengok, as the receiver, as the bombed. What kind of feelings that love bombing gives me?
So it's very difficult for females to identify a love bomber at the beginning, especially when you are in a desperate to identify a love bomber as a relationship. They're desperate when they want someone to come immediately. So desperate when a bombee might not so to manipulate you, to blind you, to not see through this person's intention. It's also just a way of making you lose your independence in some way because a love bomber wants to control your movements, wants to control, you know, your behavior, your interactions. So when I was a person, it's just a way of trying to gain control over what's going on in your life, you know, who is coming in and out. They want to keep tabs on you. So you have to be careful of those things. Of course, you can understand that there's nothing wrong to phone a message in the morning, but if I'm wanting that content, that's not a normal way of showing affection.
Speaking of which, Tobs, what makes this particular love or this kind of love unhealthy or toxic or even dangerous at times? Particular level.
So again, an important part here is that you want to be intentional about assessing your relationship because there will be signs where it shows Banana is actually not respecting my boundaries. So let's say, for example, you're planning get away with your friends the weekend and your partner doesn't like this idea you're going away with other people and he's not involved. I'm particular calendar and you manipulate you to not going or making plans with other people because he's going to say things like, but I'm just trying to make sure we're not, you know, we're moving our own thing here.
Oh, I'm not comfortable with you going away alone.
Yes, you know, but also now I'm trying to make sure when I'm part of your life and when you are not, you know, opening up, which is not the truth. That what they're doing is they're violating your boundaries. And they're trying to make sure when they kill all the defense mechanisms that you have to protect yourself so that they can gain control. And that is, you know, making sure that the decision-making lies with them, not with you.
Eish. Tobs, are there ways that maybe we can deal or overcome this love bombing or sort of notice it in our relationships, whether you're a guy or you're a woman?
Yeah. So, like I said earlier, when a person wants to also avoid other processes that are necessary when it comes to commitment, you don't want to go through the processes of getting to know each other. You need to take certain things into consideration. That is the person that is clearly manipulating you in this situation. So you have to be careful in committing to a new relationship. But also it's very important to notice when with big monetary gifts. You know, they might also manipulate you to things because of you know, but I've done this for you, and the apartment you can go and Mushalakuyo, and you know, this car that you are driving and all of that. So now you are going to stay in a relationship because you feel humiliated. In the family or with the friends. Out of shame you stay in this relationship.
And
but
the
that's very important, careful. And I see overly desperate when we are entering relationships.
And I think the one fear for a lot of
when we are
is to be stripped of things that we are accustomed to, or when we are used to, because with going outside in the outside world, when we don't see you with what you normally have, it's seen as something almost shameful. So
you feel like a failure somehow.
And as hard as it is, sometimes you almost try and sort of understand those people, as much as people shouldn't stay, obviously, in toxic relationship or unhealthy relationships. Tobs, it's always such a pleasure chatting to you. Thank you so much for helping us navigate true love and unpacking all the things that we need to be aware of, even when we are blinded by love.
Thank you so much. It's always a pleasure. I hope they've got something out of this. And what is important is don't be scared to end the relationship. We can't look at one and Jababu could have, like, end it immediately, because you must also listen to your intuition as a woman. If we are born by a man, even though long to end it, but it doesn't feel right, it's a sign that you have to make sure you are paying attention to.
Listening to your gut feeling. I love it. Let's end it there, Tobs. Thank you so much. Please enjoy your weekend.
You too,
guys.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
This is a True FM podcast. Stream us live on www.truefm.co.za. Follow us on all social media platforms at True FM or catch us on DSTV channel 816.